The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
It is Shyampa. It sure is. It'll be Shyampa until episode 420, and then it'll be whatever the fuck we.
Well, you know, we might, you know, old habits die hard. So when you make it to 420 episodes, you know, it'll be one of those situations where you just might still just keep it. Just anyway. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your fucking lovable artificial personality unit. Listen up, bitches. This is episode 190 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Check it out at facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. You can also find The Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, is hurricane season still getting busy?
Yeah, actually, there's a few things blowing around out in the tropics, and I don't know, it's like Helena, Nova Scotia, Dixie, Chicken Feet, I don't know what the fuck they name them, but there's a bunch of them kind of floating around out in the Atlantic right now. It doesn't look like any of them are going to be a threat to Florida, which is a nice thing, but you never know, because sometimes these things are a little unpredictable. I have my water, I have my canned goods, and I have my plywood. So I'm set to go. As long as it's nothing like, if it's a super major hurricane, then I'm like totally screwed. So, you know. But yeah, that's, yeah, and then the relief from heat. We got some relief from the heat. Thank God.
Nice.
It was, it's been like ridiculously hot here the past few weeks and humid. We got some relief from some of the heat, but it was still humid, so it still had high heat indexes. So this morning, it was actually a little chilly.
Wow.
It was beautiful this morning. It wasn't chilly, you know, chilly as in it was like 68 degrees. But in Florida, 68 degrees is like the next ice age. So, you know, we had people in sweaters and scarves and bundled up. And no, actually not yet. That happens at 50 degrees. But I did see a child at the bus stop in a puffy winter jacket this morning, though.
That's ridiculous.
So,
that's just ridiculous. Come on.
You know what, though? You get sensitive to the cold. It happens, because I kind of... I somehow have still been able to maintain a bit of a, you know, a fortitude towards the cold. But, yeah, a lot of people, they move down here, and they just... They're not used to the cold or the warm, and
well,
then after a while, you just don't get the cold.
Humid and cold, though?
There is a humidity to it. Although this morning, it wasn't very humid. It wasn't very humid this morning. But there are times when it gets very humid.
Chilly cold
Fun. Yeah, chilly cold, no. But it wasn't chilly this morning.
Chilly cold can happen at 40, 45, 50.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that one, that will cut you in half. You can feel it cut right through you. But, no, this this was a dry cool this morning.
Let's move on.
Yes, let's move on.
It's finally trying out here after more rain. I actually need bifocals. And in some good news, water is wet and up is down. We got a new voicemail?
Yeah, we do. You want to jump into the voicemail thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hold on, let me find the buttons here. All right, hold on. All right, voicemail.
You have 1 new and 10 old.
Ooh, we got to clear those out soon.
Press 1-4 first.
Now let's keep them on there.
Yeah, this is Ezel.
That sounds like Ezel.
This is old Magadoo.
Hey, Ezel.
I'm doing better. Doctor says I'm okay.
Good, Ezel.
Live a little longer. It's hard to keep a good cockroach down. But anyway.
Well, there you go, Ezel.
Good
fighting.
Show Tuesday night. I caught it while laying there in bed in the hospital. But it was good. And Ezel, get back in the action.
We appreciate your dedication, Ezel.
All right, boys. That's we'll catch you next time. Hey, smoke them if you got them.
There you go.
Beautiful. We're glad to hear you back, Ezel.
Goodbye.
We're back in action.
Thank you, Ezel. Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. Thanks. So, yeah, Ezel had a little scare. We won't go into details, but he's doing better now, and hopefully he'll take better care of himself and won't play with knives while juggling badgers while riding a unicycle in rush hour traffic. All right, so our chat room is open. Joe, is anyone in our chat room right now?
I am.
Joe is in our chat room right now.
Because the same message that I left in there 7 days ago is still there.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm glad most of our subscriber base comes from our recast. clearly. So, yeah, absolutely.
I have some good news to announce.
You have good news to announce? What good news do you
have? No more nasty, staticky from this anymore.
Did we figure out what happened? What happened,
Joe?
We did. What happened?
We almost had a meltdown. Basically, a little screw that held the connector in place to the strip was just like loose. And as soon as I popped out the casing, the screw popped out. So all I did was just re-tightened it back in.
There you go. Now the microphone's good as new, right?
Yeah, good as new. It's great.
There you go. Fantastic.
So what you got for us in your weed corner?
Oh, well, we didn't tell anyone about our chat room, nor did we tell anyone about our phone lines.
Yeah,
we
did.
We said there was nobody in the chat room. I said you were in the chat room. Our chat room is at chiampa.org, if you haven't figured that out yet.
And you can call us at 813-327-8566.
There we go. So now we can move into my weed corner. All right, so this was kind of written on the fly today, so pardon me if it goes astray. Our first weed corner story comes from Leafly. Wisconsin and South Dakota are among the few handful of states that still do not allow the use of medical cannabis. On Friday, my microphone's getting a little funky here. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Do you have a loose screw?
No, I have a button. My issue is my button. My button is sticky. It's not me. I don't know who else uses the studio. But it could be
that
other radio show. It could be Toppers. It could be, who knows? There's a lot of people that come in and out of here every day.
And I know Roger likes to go and fiddle around with controls.
Oh, well, yeah, Roger, he just makes everything sticky, especially on Donut Tuesday and Donut Wednesday and Donut Thursday and Donut Friday. And anyway, so on Friday, a group of lawmakers in Madison launched a push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. And the bill would also create a licensing system for growers. Meanwhile, South Dakota activists are working hard to collect 30,000 signatures by October 31st in order to get a medical legalization initiative on the November 2020 statewide ballot. All right. Marijuana Policy Project Deputy Director says internal polling shows that both measures have enough support to pass. South Dakota, though, is a very staunchly anti-marijuana state. And even though there's still issues, Wisconsin still has some internal struggle with it, but most people in Wisconsin and lawmakers seem to be okay with it. But in South Dakota, they're just like, they're thumping Bibles and screaming Jesus. Don't give us
That's
the weed.
Sad.
Don't bring us the devil's lettuce. All right, so.
That's sad.
Moving on. This one comes from High Times. The move, the European Union finally approves a CBD-based seizure medication. That comes from High Times. Oh, well, the button doesn't want to work anymore. It's broken. That's broken now, too. Well, it's freaking.
Jeez.
I don't know. Who's going in this damn scene? I pushed in to get that. Not one.
Gremlins in there.
Yeah. We got to get the studio looked at. The move by regulators with the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, marks the first time a drug derived from cannabis has been approved for use in Europe. The drug was approved as an adjunct therapy for patients with Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut. Is that Gastaut? Gastaut syndrome. Two severe forms of epilepsy. I could have just said just two severe forms of epilepsy. I say I just didn't have time to edit. Dick White's supposed to do this, but he doesn't ever look at the script. He's buried in the paper all the time. Are we sure he's even alive? Last year, the drug was approved for use in the United States by the FDA under the trade name. What is that? Epilex. So that's it for your disjointed weed corner. Just like we like to provide you at Cheyampa Radio.
Well, that's quite all right, and I'm glad to see that there's two other states that are getting their act together in terms of getting some kind of legalization going.
Absolutely.
But, you know, with the way things are going in our crazy state of affairs that we call the United States of America, who knows how any of these
Excuse
things
me.
Are... Are you okay over there?
I'm sorry. I was taking a drink of my seltzer water, and it made me have to hiccup. And I tried to move away from the microphone as quickly as I couldn't reach the mute button, and I couldn't move away quick enough, and it just came out.
I've had to stop drinking fizzy water.
Yeah, it can cause some issues sometimes. I've come to
discover.
Yeah,
I drink it too much, and it causes too much backfire.
I was going to say, did you become highly carbonated yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I need a break, because I've just been too gassy.
Ooh.
I mean, gassy at work, gassy at
gassy
home.
Everywhere. Gassy everywhere.
All the time. You know, speaking of gassy, welcome to autumn, folks. And right now, Chicago is probably seeing at least its 16th day of above average temperatures.
Oh, wow.
So this summer has just been more moist and humid than anything.
Moist.
And you know, yeah, we've had the heat index come on in a few times, but some of the discomfort is just simply when you're walking and you're trying to cut through the amount of moisture in there, you start to sweat.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I call it, does that phenomenon happens here in Florida every day in the summer, and especially lately when we get the really high heat indexes, it's almost like you're walking through a swimming pool fully clothed.
Yeah.
And that's the best way I can describe it. It's like literally like you just walked into a swimming pool fully clothed and you're just walking through it because it just feels that disgusting.
And here's the thing, though, you know, weather can be such a micro event
for
a lot of communities. Some areas, some people that live without trees, for instance, might be like, well, what are you complaining about? It's dry where I'm at. Well, yes, you don't have trees. You don't have that natural built-in humidity factor that comes from having all the trees and all the return of air and moisture and such. So every part of Chicago is a little bit different, which is also kind of neat, too.
Yeah, and a lot of concrete. But, concrete does a lot of cement and steel retain heat
as well. And all the buildings and brick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Especially for the old style buildings, which weren't of a good technology that could, you know, dissipate the heat in a nice way.
Yeah. Well, even the new ones still retain some heat.
Yeah.
You know.
But they have ways of absorbing
it. It doesn't get inside.
Heat.
Well, no, it absorbs the heat, but still, it doesn't radiate inside the building, but it radiates outside the building.
Well, in certain buildings in the LEED architecture programs or whatever certifications those are, some of those buildings can reuse that heat.
Interesting.
And use it.
Well,
yeah,
that's a good thing.
Use it for
that's a good
processes.
Thing.
Well,
see, then there you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, but it just makes everything so much hotter.
Like
everything in the city is just so much hotter with all the and the cars and the traffic and the exhaust. Oh my God, the exhaust.
Well, and
disgusting.
The fact that I'm still running the air conditioning and it's almost going to be October.
Well, I'm still running the air conditioning too.
Yeah, but that's not right now.
I run the air conditioner all year round in Florida.
Yeah, well, you're in Florida, but I'm in Chicago, and we're not used to... Well, we're starting to get used to running the air conditioning a little bit more often.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's... And we'll talk about this in my weather coming up, because now we've got a word of the show.
Oh, do we? Okay.
And last week, if you don't remember, our word was blatherskite, whose definition is someone who talks nonsense. And now, this week's word is logorrhea. What's logorrhea, you might ask?
I think a lot of people are asking that question.
It's a person with uncontrollable talkativeness.
It sounds like? It sounds more like an STD, you know, like gonorrhea. It's like logorrhea. Is that like when it just like petrifies and, you know, just kind of like just falls off?
No.
You know,
it has nothing to do with any bowel processes.
I was talking about bowel processes. logorrhea. All right. Well, we got a chime for Roger's National Day, it sounds like.
We'll let Roger do his thing.
Okay.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your blatherskite logorrhic National Day moment for today.
I see.
Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, September 24th, 2019, and it is National Cherries Jubilee Day, National Punctuation Day, Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving, National Voter Registration Day, 4th Tuesday in September, Energize Day, day after the autumn equinox. Wow. Anthony, our very own Energize professional, is eventually going to push a quote-unquote Schwenkfelder button that stimulates a quote-unquote Schwenkfelder spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote Schwenkfellingly pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, I think. Wow. I think. No. Yes, yes, yes. I really do. My Schwenkfelder feels so Panucci when I do she. Wow. Take it away, guys.
I really seriously believe there is something wrong with that robot. But, you know, hey, why not? We are all one big happy family here at Sciampa Radio.
You're welcome, Anthony.
No problem, Joe. All right, no problem, Roger. All right, let's give that wheel a spin. Give me a good spin there, Joe. There you go. Ooh, goodness. Ooh. Oh, goodness.
The toilet got stuck.
It got something. Tonight's random news story comes from The Advocate about a Florida ninny just wandering outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the place they talk about in this news, I've been to this place. I've actually stopped at this place. It's a very strange place. I invite you all to Google it. And if you are ever in or passing through Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you need to stop here. All right. So, a bizarre encounter unfolded at the Tiger Truck Stop in Grosse Tete last week, when a Florida truck driver and her husband crawled into a camel's enclosure at the truck stop. According to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office, the woman's husband threw doggy treats under the camel's fence, which is about 6 feet high. Surveillance video and interview witnesses showed the couple's dog, who is hard of hearing, crawled into the open pen to retrieve the treats and began interacting with the camel. The woman crawled in to recover her pet, and her husband followed behind her. Yep, all ninnies. The camel sat on the woman, and she used her teeth to bite the animal's ball sack. The truck stop, located 20 minutes outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, keeps a camel named Casper, and for many years, controversially kept a tiger for visitors to see on site. And they actually have, I believe that is, they have a stuffed tiger. Which I believe may have been this tiger that they've had for 20 some odd years, now stuffed on site. But I don't think they have any new tigers, to my understanding. Traveling with her husband, the woman stopped at the truck stop and let her dog out to use the bathroom. Don't know why that's in there. We're way past that. The truck stop was not found liable for any of the injuries, as the camel was properly enclosed and warning signs instructed visitors not to enter the pen. The couple was cited for leash law violation and criminal trespassing. The deputy said he was baffled by the entire incident and the behavior of the couple. That's it. Back to you, Betty.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shine the Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit Chiamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Bye-bye, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
You know, I have a potential show title.
Okay, what is it?
Hot Camel Balls.
Ooh, there you go. We can see how many downloads that will actually get us. That, you know, if that gives us a lot of downloads, then that's it. Then that's just the route we have to take.
Well, thanks, Betty. And now with gusto, and without further ado, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently. A few puffy clouds at 79 degrees. The dew point is at 57, giving us a heat index of 80. Humidity is at 47%, which is just lovely. Those are two lovely numbers. 57 and 47 are lovely.
Lovely!
Yes, but winds, they are fierce. They are hollowing out of the southwest at 17, gusting to 25,000 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, you probably want to stay on the ground. Your visibility, though, is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 66, it could be a gusty night. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 76, it could be a gusty day. Thursday, sunny with a high near 71, another gusty day. And Friday, oh boy, after all that sun Thursday, we're back for more showers and thunderstorms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high near 75. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news.
And now, for the news.
Oh, in the first of our Guinness records this evening, because I do have a fixation apparently this evening with Guinness World Records. Because why not? Paper.
Why not?
Guinness. From our friend Ben Hooper at UPI, September 20th, an Indiana University club created a 14-foot-tall papier-mâché sculpture that is being submitted to Guinness World Records for recognition as the world's tallest. The Indiana University South Bend Fine Arts Club said its 14,000-foot-tall sculpture, made from old Martin's Supermarket's comment cards, and 60 gallons of wheat paste is over a foot taller than the current Guinness World Record holder. So somebody else has done this.
Oh, wow.
Less.
That's kind of scary.
Right? Martin's supplied the cards to the club and asked for them to be turned into a work of art. When we brought it to the club, we told them, either way, it's going to happen. It's too good of an opportunity for our community. We have to make this happen some way. Everyone in the club was all about it. We all voted it. It was unanimous. We were going to do it. Sizer said, see what you can do with unanimity. Sizer said paperwork and other evidence is being submitted to Guinness to have the artwork recognized as the world's tallest papier-mâché sculpture. Moving on.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Residents of a French town retreated to unusual spectacle Wednesday. When a loose black panther went for a walk across local rooftops. It's too bad it wasn't the pink panther.
No.
You know, because that would have made more sense. Locals in Armenteres Nord captured photos and video Wednesday morning when the big cat, native to Asia and Africa, was spotted strolling across the rooftops of local homes. Yeah. Experts from France's National Office of Hunting and Wildlife and veterinarians were summoned to the scene. The panther eventually entered a building through a window and was cornered inside. Authorities tranquilized the animal safely, and it was turned over to an animal welfare group. The panther's origins and the details of its apparent escape were unclear. Wow. Finish, McGinty!
Oops.
Sorry.
Wait, we can go into Fiddles McGinty now. That's fine. Fiddles McGinty. Wee! We love us a good Guinness.
I forgot to turn on the track repeat.
Oops. You know, I got you. I got
go on, please. Continue.
Kids, don't burn the town down. This is another one of our friends from UPI, Ben Hooper, September 20th. Guinness World of Tiny Testicles and Penile Implantation Jello Records said a Michigan's company's bid to set a new world record was successful when it amassed a ball of lint weighing in at 690 pounds. Dryer Vent Wizard of Farmington Hills said
We still got 2 minutes and 15 seconds till break, and this is your third story. So, what the fuck is a dryer vent wizard?
Well, you know, they're probably cleaners. They probably go out and they clean, because that's important. A lot of people don't realize how much gets backed up in the pipes in there.
Okay. Wizard, like, wearing a pointy hat, you know? Little Merlin thing, the wand, like the muffler, Merlin the muffler guy.
He sticks his head in the vents, and it all
his head in the vents. And, oh, whoop, there it goes. Dust be gone. All right, so tell us about the dryer vent wizard.
Out comes a ball of lint weighing in at 690 pounds. Dryer vent wizard of Farmington Hills said it started collecting lint from all of its locations across the country earlier in the year, with an aim towards assembling the world's largest lint ball, and then lighting it on fire.
Wait. Dryer Vent Wizard is not meaning it's like a corporation? Holy shit. Hold on. What the hell is this? Please continue. I'm going to Google this shit.
The company predicted the ball would weigh near 1,000 pounds, easily meeting the Guinness goal of 99 pounds. And the final product was officially weighed at 690 pounds. The ball was ignited after the official weigh-in, and the flames were extinguished by the local fire department, not to mention all of the recycling into the air.
recycling into the air. So it's a dryer vent cleaning franchise outfit.
That's what Dryer Vent Wizard is.
So the main office apparently saved it. Okay, that's good to know, though.
Yes, and that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Now back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? I've got goldfish. I'm sure they got plenty. Then call us at 813-327-8566. Hang tight, folks. The doctor is going to prescribe us something for our logorrhea in 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McDLT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Get an 8-ounce package of Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese for only 99 cents. And stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
I'll never forget that morning. All I could think of was to reach Mr. Thomas's bake shop for one of his hot muffins with nooks and crannies and butter, and still make it to school before the switch. But that day, I would have had to pedal farther than ever before. Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America. Thomas's English Muffins. For over 100 years, England's breakfast tradition in America's hands.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
I'm Kate Clinton, and while I can joke about the political state of our country, it's no laughing matter what Congress could do to our civil rights. An informed community is a strong community. That's why I'm inviting you to tune in to this station to hear This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those mechanical things?
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 brioches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, and, wow, moose poop season is fast approaching. Have your fingers on that sensor button, Anthony, thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
I thought moose poop season was already here. Wasn't that what was announced last time?
He's just reminding.
I'm getting very confused.
It's fast approaching, meaning...
That's fine. I gotta get something to drink anyway before I start into this weather here.
Anthony contemplates Joe's obsession with moose poop next.
What
time on the Joe and Anthony show?
You know, that's a very good point and something we need to consider because there's something up with that. So now, before we get to our crazy Florida news, it's time for your crazy Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport. KTPA, thanks. You're no problem, Roger. You're always welcome. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat index is 84. The humidity is currently 67%, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, I was so used to saying Monday night. Tonight, right. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 73. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 91. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 72. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 72. It's time. That's it. What am I doing? That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now on to your crazy Florida news. God darn it. All right, now I gotta find that button to click. Click that button. Click this button over here. Hold on, I got it.
You know, all I'm gonna say about this next story is everybody deserves their trophy.
Everyone does. Yeah, this one's an interesting one. And the picture's great too, so. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from Patch.com. Pasco County Sheriff's deputies arrested Gordon, 56, of Kiowa Drive after they say he violated multiple traffic laws while driving on Embassy Boulevard in Port Richey, Florida. Deputies said Gordon ran a red light at the intersection of Glenmore Lane while driving at a speed of about 15 miles an hour. Deputies used their lights and sirens to signal Gordon to pull over, but he just continued driving erratically, striking a basketball hoop in a driveway. Gordon then finally sped up from 15 to 35 in an attempt to elude deputies.
Okay, well, you know what's also eluding in this picture of Gordon?
Yeah.
That he appears to be naked, too.
He might be. The story doesn't say anything about it. Otherwise, it would have made it at the Naked Florida stories. Okay, so now he's up to 35. He's trying to loot a police at 35 miles an hour. Finally, deputies laid down stop sticks in the road ahead of Gordon, and Gordon stopped his car when 3 out of 4 of his tires were deflated by the stop sticks. Gordon was charged with his 12th driving with a suspended license offense and his 5th DUI. He was also charged with leaving the scene of an accident and fleeing to elude. Wow. Gordon flashed a 100-watt smile while having his mugshot taken because he knows he'll be back out on the road soon enough under Florida's catch and release criminal program. Wow, that's just amazing. 12th driving offense on a suspended license. It's just insanity. It's insanity.
See, now this is where cars having the technology to recognize who you are can be really useful.
It
like,
could be useful.
If it discovers
it could be
that
used against you, too.
Well, in the guy, in this person's case, I would be A-okay with that. Man.
Fair enough.
That could be your next Uber driver. Just think about that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Right? Tell me about it.
5 stars and everything.
Gets you there quickly at 35 miles an hour. Oh, my God. This morning, I got stuck behind the world's greatest grandmother. I also got stuck behind the world's slowest grandmother. She was doing 20 in, I think it was a 45. And it was like a no-pass zone the whole way. It was absolutely insanity. Anyway, our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from ABC Channel 9 News WFTV out of Orlando about a man that wanted a little bit of emergency dirty talk. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Robert, 44, of Marathon, Florida, allegedly said some pretty raunchy things that included obscenities and sexually graphic language in 4 911 calls he made last week. Dispatchers played the recordings back to deputies, who tracked Robert down and arrested him in Marathon, WPLG reported. Robert is well known to law enforcement for frequent alcohol-related encounters with deputies, a Monroe County Sheriff's spokesperson said. Robert was arrested on Wednesday on a charge of misuse of 911 and remains in the Marathon jail without bond.
They should have, like, a service where you call maybe, like, 811. You could talk sexy.
Call us at 811. We'll talk dirty to you. That is your dirtiest secret.
Oh, God.
You know what? Hey, someone will do it for a reasonable wage. You know, why not?
Have somebody that's topless. We need it topless.
Yep. Our final story comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News about some boobalicious shoplifting. A woman bicycling topless down the center of U.S. Highway 98 in Okaloosa Island turned out to be a shoplifting suspect fleeing the scene of a crime, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. This track always gets loud, like right at that point, I always forget. About 7 p.m. last Thursday, a worker at Surfside Outfitters reported a woman having left the store without paying for a pair of flip-flops and something else she shoved into a bag. Not long after, reports of a bare-chested bicyclist began to stream into the police station. Deputies arrived. Deputies apparently did not find it difficult to locate the suspect, but rounding her up proved to be a little bit more of a challenge. The woman's arrest report stated that the deputy commanded the woman to pull to the side of the road and stop. However, the woman refused several times, and finally the deputy got ahead of her and stopped the woman as she tried to pedal past, according to reports. Do you have a question, Joe?
No.
Oh, you're raising your hand like you have a question.
How did he grab her? That's a good question to ask, though, you know, especially for the why not me or the Me Too movements.
Well, if you go right around topless, maybe someone will tackle you on a bicycle by grabbing your titties.
You know, I mean, that's important because that becomes then like, you know, like, really?
Well, you know,
really?
Who knows? He just tackled her. Pulled her to the side of the road. So the officers found the items reported stolen from Surfside Outfitters, including a $25 t-shirt. The woman, a Baton Rouge resident, so we have some Florida people in Baton Rouge, and a Baton Rouge person in Florida tonight. A Baton Rouge resident who the arrest report noted had worked as a bartender and in marketing was charged with retail theft and resisting arrest without violence. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty had some technical
difficulties. Hello, Betty.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database
thank you,
that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us. Be a part
of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Wow, that was
hey
fun.
Hey ho!
Hey ho!
Plethora Tuesday!
Hey ho, my springies are sprungy.
Oh boy.
All right.
And Anthony says.
And Anthony says, what does Anthony say? Anthony says, wow, Roger's testicles and hemorrhoids are astronomical today. Wow. Don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Oh, yes. I had to register Roger's testicles and hemorrhoids with the U.S. Department of Transportation and the CDC as a possible road/health hazard.
That's a frightening
thought.
Let's see,
Anthony, what do we have on the list?
Ad-lib
our
topics
October
as
trip to
needed.
Champagne.
Oh yeah, that will be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to, heading down to see the crew at WRFU.
That's correct.
You know, that's always a fun
thing.
You
folks don't know this, but I actually have an FCC little sticker here that says FCC, no swearing. So I think I've done okay. I know the robots were swearing. We'll fix that for next broadcast.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have to clean up our language. We're not, we just have to be careful
we're
when
practicing.
We're there. Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay. That's true, though. I'm sure.
So you don't have to do the robots. There. I mean, the robots, you don't. I mean, we're going to. I think we'll have a couple. We'll have some cameos for the robots. We need to.
Yeah.
We need to discuss that with the guys over there and see if they,
if we can plug them in.
If we can plug them in, yes. So, because I would like to be able to give the.
Wouldn't that
robots.
Be crazy if we shot their listenership up?
Their like, listenership. Hey, you never
you know. Even like 10 or 15%.
10 or 15%, Well, hey.
And they start a trend in terrestrial radio where they have robots kind of doing little crazy skits and schemes and.
So, Ezel is doing great.
Yes.
Yay! I don't know if he's listening or going to call in tonight. So, but last I talked to him, he was doing okay. So,
that's good to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes, folks, it's amazing how wear and tear can happen on technology. So that's what happened to the microphone, basically. And why you heard the sizzling and the popping and all that craziness.
Yeah, that was kind of an unnerving last broadcast. You were just kind of
and,
doing
you
that
know, I'm supposing that after a while, moving the microphone can
I'm
do
sure
that,
just,
but
yeah.
It just seems awkward that from at that point that the screw would unscrew itself. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how does it do that?
It happens. It happens on computers, trust me. I don't know what to tell
really?
You. It just happens, yeah.
No, it's just weird, man. This is a longish, not a longish screw, but for the size, it's long enough to you think that, okay, this thing isn't going to unscrew anytime soon. But it does. And it
maybe
did.
It wasn't screwed in that well.
That's a good possibility. But it's screwed in pretty damn good now.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
There's going to be no more screwing over there.
Right. So, I don't know if you know, folks, but Chip Plays Games is a Facebook page, and I strictly deal with video game subjects. That could be art, that could be games itself, that could be psychology of said games. That could be any
Wait,
kind
what
of
is,
story.
What is this client. Thing you were talking about?
Chip Plays Games. You're actually invited. You should accept the invite. that'll take you directly to the page. But yeah, I just basically, sometimes I go live, I'll do some streaming. I haven't figured out how to do that from the Xbox yet. I think I need another device to get that over to the laptop. And then I can push that out over Facebook.
I see.
Yeah, but that'll require some more technical and financial Yes.
Yeah,
that kind of
little
thing.
Kind of, yeah, the technical and financial. That's usually the biggest motivation type of thing that, you know, happens.
I'm finding that, you know, yes, I do like to doodle. I do like to play around with electronics from time to time, but it's like video games seem to bind a lot of people together, so...
This is true.
A lot of people love playing first-person shooters, and...
That's my thing. I'm not a big fan of those.
Right. But they're huge, and it just seems like everybody's got to talk about it. It's like, eh, okay. So, I try to find games that are more weird. Goat Simulator is out there.
Oh, there you go. Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator. It's kind of like a a GTA, but with a goat.
I see.
Yeah. All right. So, if you want to give us a call, you can do so at, what's that number? 813-327-8566. Yeah. And, or, you know, you still got time to join us in the chat room. But if you're not listening to us live, then don't even bother.
Well, you can come in the chat room and say, hey, I was here.
That's true.
You know.
I guess I just shoot everybody away. Sorry.
Shoo. Goodbye. Goodbye. That's it. We're done. Goodbye. It's all gone.
Yeah, I don't think I shared with... Did I share with the fact that my pet has gone on to a better life last episode?
I don't believe you shared it with the audience. I knew,
well,
but you did
I'm
not
sharing
share.
With the audience now, yeah. So my life has been a little weird lately, to be honest. Not having that other object, person, creature, animal, whatever you want to define it as. It was another living being.
No, it depended on you. And look, I had two cats at one point myself. I know exactly how that goes. And when they're gone, it's like, huh.
I had four cats at one time.
See, two was more
Clarendon.
Than enough for me. Yeah. You had four cats on Clarendon?
Yes.
That was a tiny apartment. Did you just like hold them over the window so they'd poop out the window? Please don't poop in the apartment. It will stink. Here, go. Poop from the 27th floor.
I'm going to nosedive right into the pool.
Yeah, right.
No.
No?
One cat never came out from underneath the bed.
Is it still there?
No. No, that cat passed away. So, however, this Thursday, I am going to a place called the Catcade. It is a cafe.
A cafe.
It is an arcade.
An arcade.
Where you can actually play at arcade games.
Oh, I see.
And then it's also a cat adoption, cat rescue place.
Are you planning on getting another kitty?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I will probably be getting another kitty.
I figured as much so.
I'm going to wait until...
Didn't know what your time frame was, you know.
I'm going to wait to see what's going to happen with everything, as I previously mentioned, that I wouldn't mention.
If you all want to call in and give us your opinion on how long Joe should wait till he gets pussy, 813-327-8566. It'll be 1 week, 3 weeks, 4 months, who knows? How long will Joe go pussyless? I don't know. But it does sound interesting. It sounds like an interesting adoption experience.
October.
Yeah, right?
Man, you know, I haven't even been searching for places to eat in Champagne.
I don't even know what's in Champagne. There's buildings.
I know, right?
I haven't really looked. I need to look and figure
it out
myself.
There's going to be a lot of pizza joints, a lot of beer.
I'm sure we can reach out to the guys. One of them, or between them, I'm sure they would know.
Yeah.
Between the three of them. I mean, if we looked, that's all we would probably find, but they probably know shit that we probably wouldn't look for.
I mean, I hope there's like a damn good place that serves good hash browns. Probably somewhere out in the country.
I gave up on hash browns years ago. This is always usually wretched here in Florida.
That's sad.
I don't know. It's just... home fries are more popular, and that's fine. Home fries are fine,
but
I like hash browns. And it's they either burn the top of the hash browns to get it crispy, but they don't cook it long enough, so it's like not really fully cooked.
Like the temperature's not set right.
The temperature's not set right, or they just like it's like greasy and crispy. Like it's been on the freaking the grill for like
it
25
also
minutes
too, they
and you
throw
know
it on after it's frozen right away.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So no, I just can't seem to get decent hash browns anymore. It's really ridiculous.
And they're chemically infused with who knows what.
Are they chemically infused? I assumed everything is chemically infused.
I mean, nobody uses real potatoes anymore.
No, it's all the dehydrated stuff. It's a dehydrated potato in a box. I worked as a line cook.
That's a good show title too.
What was the title?
We're sticking to prescription for logorrhea.
Prescription logorrhea.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good title, folks.
But yeah, even when I was a line cook, you would get them from GFS when they delivered or whoever, these like boxes that had dehydrated potatoes and fill them with water, and you let them sit overnight in the refrigerator, and they just became these potato shards. You throw them on the grill, and there you go. You had instant hash brown potatoes. But those actually were easy to make, you know, but I don't know what to tell you. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the floor seems to be spinning a little bit. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Hey, where's my freaking hash browns?
I don't know.
Oh, hey. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shyamper Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4, then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast at Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays all day, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyamper.org for a complete schedule.
You know, folks, the Inept Supervillains podcast on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern is a lot of fun. And since you're here, why don't you just keep yourself embellished in our programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do you do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep a device, any of your devices, all of your devices, perpetually tuned in to Shyamper Radio. That's right, there's no burn-in at all. Just leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org. With time to spare.
Yeah, and you can use, if you have a media player, you can use your favorite media player.
Yep.
Anything on Roku. A Shoutcast. Just search for us on any Shoutcast service. Roku, yeah, I got Shoutcast on my Roku. I'm able to tune the station on my Shoutcast, nice. Or my Roku.
And most Apple devices, because they all commonly use some way.
Yeah, I believe so. Like the iPad I use at work, I believe I can stream as well. And there's a couple apps I can get that will stream it, so... You know, hey, but what can I say?
So we're out there. Floats your boat, yep. But you know, for us, it's the American dream.
Well, I think I had a bigger dream than this, but I got a phone booth sitting on the lanai, so that's pretty...
That's
true. That counts for something, you know? That counts for something. And I have a lanai to put it on, so who knows? But
and,
yeah,
you know,
go on,
one
Joe.
Day we'll get a studio with a tower and we'll be transmitting at 50,000 watts of power.
Then we won't be funny anymore because then we'll have to censor ourselves all the time.
We'll figure a way around that.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week on Tuesday. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go gnawing on a camel's paper mache testicles after picking out half a ton of lint from your felony DUI while making sexual advances on a topless shoplifter. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for something from Earth First. Uncle Arnie or something? I don't know.
That's a wrap.
Syndicated from the other studio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.